This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 246 for Friday, January 28th. Canola futures on the Intercontinental Exchange are mostly higher on Friday, but come well away from larger gains as upticks in crude oil are smaller, pulling support away from edible oils. The March canola contract gains $10.50 at $1,017.60 per ton. The May contract is up $1.40 at $1,000.40 per ton. Spillover is coming from strength in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 78.18 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 78 2/3. Abiev says it has cut its forecast for Brazil's soybean production by 3% at 135.8 million tons. Abiev also drops its soybean export projection by 4.6% at 86.9 million tons, while keeping the Brazil crush at 48 million and ending stocks at 3.9 million. Also in South America, the United States Department of Agriculture attaché in Argentina says that country's corn crop is to come in at 51 million tons, 5.6% below the department's official call. Meanwhile, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange says Argentina's corn improves 10 points on the week at 32% good to excellent. The country's soybean crop is up 8 points at 38% good to excellent. The USDA says there are three private sales of soybeans today, with 264,000 tons to China, more than 141,500 tons to Mexico, and 251,500 tons to unknown destinations. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The March contract jumps 22 cents at $14.70 per bushel. March soy oil gains more than 0.9 cents at 65.27 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $6.50 at $4.11.20 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Friday as the March contract increases 11 cents at $6.36 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger as well, with the March contract rising 20.5 cents at $6.75.5. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago March up 9 cents at 7.86. Kansas City March also gains 9 cents at 8.02. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March advances 16 cents at 9.18. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, January 28th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.